The Lord be with you. Reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "When the Advocate comes, whom I will send you from the Father, the Spirit of Truth, who proceeds from the Father, he'll testify to me, and you also testify, because you have been with me from the beginning. I have told you this so that you may not fall away. They will expel you from the synagogues. In fact, the hour is coming when everyone who kills you will think he is offering worship to God. They will do this because they have not known either the Father or me. I have told you this so that when their hour comes, you may remember that I told you." The Gospel of the Lord. Today we celebrate a saint that is very much loved in Italy, in Argentina, United States, maybe not as much as she should be. And the name is Saint Rita. Saint Rita of Cascia. When we talk about the saints, the Catechism of the Catholic Church says this: the saints serve to help us in these two basic ways. One is that they pray for us. They pray for us to God so that we can receive special graces to imitate their virtues, so that eventually we'll arrive at the same place where they are, in heaven. The second is saints are models for us to emulate. We all have to have models. Unfortunately, here in Hollywood, in this area, there are a lot of bad models, okay? So the saints are good models that we want to pattern our lives on. And also, this is not yet going to be shocking to all of you, but all of you are called to become great saints also. Amen? Because Jesus said, "Be holy as your heavenly Father is holy." And only in heaven do you find saints. So all of us are called to become saints. Are all of us going to be canonized? I hope so, but probably not. Okay? I hope so, but probably not. Most saints are anonymous. So let's talk a little bit about Saint Rita. She was born on the same day that she died. Interesting. And she was born on, guess what day? May 22nd, today. Usually when the saint is canonized, he's canonized on the day in which that saint died, usually. Saint Rita was born at her parents, of her parents that were very old. Parents couldn't have children until finally Rita was born. And she was the blessing of her family. She was very obedient and also very prayerful as a child. And she did not want to get married, but her parents forced her into a marriage with a guy who was a bum. A B-U-M. A bum. He was a real bum. I repeat, he was a real louse. I mean, the parents chose the worst guy in town. He was a womanizer. He was a drunk. He was violent. I mean, he was a bum. But she stayed with him for close to 20 years. She prayed for him, and she gave him two children, two sons. She was always praying for his conversion. What happened was, because of her prayers, he came to her and asked pardon for all the times that he had hurt her. Shortly after, her neighbors dragged his dead body that was beaten up and stabbed to death. So he made it just by the hair of his chinny chin chin, as we say, huh? However, the Italians have a very famous saying, La dolce vendetta. La dolce vendetta. Which in English is sweet revenge. So the two sons made the decision that they were going to kill the person that killed their father. They would not be at peace until they found this guy killed in honor of their father. Rita heard about this, and she begged the Lord. She begged the Lord that this would not happen. She begged the Lord even to take their lives rather than they carry out this horrendous deed. And guess what happened? Guess what happened? Both of them got very, very sick. And Rita was able to reconcile them with God and to get them to pray and forgive the murderer of their father. Look at this noble woman, saving her husband, now saving the two sons. Now there she is. She's a widow, she has no children, every one of her relatives, her most important relatives are dead. So she starts to, she always prayed, but now she's praying more and dedicating herself to helping out the poor and the sick. And she decided, well, I wanted to become a nun. Now I'm going to see if I can become a nun. So like Saint Faustina, she's knocking at doors of convents. They say, no, we don't accept, old widows like you. Until one day she's knocking at the door of an Augustinian convent there in Cascia. And the doors just open up to the convent. And the superior, recognizing this as a supernatural act, thinks about it and accepts Rita to become a postulant of the Augustinian nuns. So she enters into the convent and she prays, she offers up sacrifices, she accepts humiliations, and one of the nuns there, I think it was her novice mistress, wanted to test her obedience. So she told her to go out in the garden there and plant a dry stick and to water it. So she planted the dry stick, water it, and after a few days it flowered. Amen. So the yoke was on the face of the postulant master, huh? Fascinating story. Rita loved to meditate upon the Passion of Christ. And something happened. She's meditating upon the Passion of Christ, and she loved to think about the crowning of thorns. And all of a sudden, a thorn from the crown of Christ was detached and was planted in her forehead. So she had the stigmata. You've heard of the stigmata? Usually the stigmata, you think about the hands, the feet, and the heart. But St. Rita only had the stigmata on her forehead. And she suffered that the last few years of her life, intense pain. But it was even more embarrassing because from that intense pain, that thorn, worms came out. And a putrid smell came out of that, which was even more humiliating for her as well as the convent. The end of her life, Saint Rita, there in the convent, suffering intensely, offering her life for the conversion of sinners. She asked for two things, and it was in the middle of winter, roses and figs. In the middle of winter, guess what they found? They found roses. They brought a rose. The Italians, they love what are called ficos, in Spanish, eagles. They gave her a fig. And shortly after that, Saint Rita dies. So Saint Rita is the patron of single women. Saint Rita is a patron of spouses, of wives. Saint Rita is the patron of mothers. Saint Rita is the patron of nuns. Saint Rita is the patron of those who suffer. And Saint Rita is the patron, like Saint Jude, of impossible cases. So hopefully today you have a new friend, and that friend is Saint Rita. Amen.